You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I am joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and the Callaway County Public Library's Sandy Lynn. Welcome back, Sandy.
Thanks. It's fun to be here.
Yeah, Sandy comes every month, the third Monday, and it's a celebration of public library services to a community. I was thinking about having to travel on when you don't have to travel on out of your community, because most public libraries in our region are doing a lot of programming, and the programming at the Callaway County Public Library is all over the map in terms of who can be involved. We were talking before air about yesterday's meeting of the Fort Donelson discussion group, and you're kind of midway through that. I'd love you to tell everybody what's involved there, because this is some serious history talking.
It is, and we feel very fortunate. A couple of years ago, we're about 2 years into that partnership, and it's been a really successful partnership. Doug Richardson is the chief of interpretation from the Fort Donelson National Battlefield. And he came over and he spoke with Manon a little bit about, he had this idea of creating a community discussion group, and she asked him to talk to me and see what we could work out. And so I was all for it, just to see how it would go. And from the beginning, we've had really good turnouts. We hardly ever have less than 15 folks who attend faithfully. And we have done Uncle Tom's Cabin. We did Shelby Foote's trilogy. But I think yesterday's was a really, really good discussion. We did Reluctant Witnesses, which was that was children's accounts from the Civil War. And that was something that I had never really had an opportunity to read. And it was a really, really good discussion. But
so how does it work? Does everybody buy a copy of the book?
We provide the copy.
So every month there's a new book, mm-hmm. And everybody gets to read it all and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular discussion leader is an actual historian.
He is. And actually, I think that yesterday marked the conclusion of the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Fort Henry and Fort Donelson. And so he had done several programs over at Fort Donelson and then came over and led the discussion group for us.
So the March discussion will be on what book, and can somebody pick it up now?
Sure. You can come by the library and add your name to a list, and they'll give you a book. And that is your book. As long as we have the programming funds to provide that, we will. And the library does it, and then sometimes Fort Donelson provides things as well. And so next month we're going to do When I Was a Slave, which is memoirs from the Slave Narrative Collection. And those are personal accounts, obviously, from slaves. And Doug leads it, and then I just assist him with that. So we had also, this month, we had a special Fort Donelson and Library collaboration when we did the Andrew Jackson Smith program. And we enjoyed listening to Barry Craig tell us about the battles of Fort Henry and Fort Donelson and this former slave who was a Union soldier. So it's a wonderful group, and if you love history, especially the Civil War and American history, you would enjoy this. And it's a very eclectic group, and they are so knowledgeable. I learn something every time we meet.
So is it on a particular Sunday a month?
Mm-hmm. It is the, let's see, I think that's usually the third Sunday.
Third Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Fort Donelson Community Discussion Group that you can jump into now. It's about halfway through this particular series. But just go to the library and get a book, mm-hmm. and get involved. It sounds like a really wonderful way to pick your brains pick the brains of people around you who mm-hmm. have read a lot. As I said, this is just one discussion group at the Callaway County Library. Others?
Yes, we have Sunday Reads, which is a group that we started this year, and that we created that one from requests of patrons who wanted some discussion on books that had more, I think they said, more meat to them. So we choose fiction, and then we'll do a nonfiction, and we take turns with that. And they're really weighty topics. This time we're doing, Undaunted, and that's about two women in the West, teachers who went out into the West. We've done things like, we did one on, the first one we did, I think it was called Keepsake, and it started us on a big discussion of hoarding, people who hoard, and how it was, those are some pretty intense discussions, but we enjoy that. And then we do Brown Bag. But you know what, Kate? That is such a large group that we had to divide it into two, and now I have wait lists.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? We started out, that was our very first book club, and we started it in the fall of 2011. And I bought 15 books to start that program with, hoping maybe I would get, you know, maybe 10. And I didn't have enough books the first day. And then the next month, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And I'm really excited that it grew to around 42. And so that's a pretty large group to do a discussion. So we split it into two. So we have two Brown Bags. And then we also have Book to Movie. Now Tracy would like Book to Movie because you get to read the book and then you watch the movie. And then we talk about which we liked better. And we had a really good discussion on Saturday because we did The Vow. Have you ever read that? By Kim and Cricket Carpenter. And then we watched the movie. The movie was nothing like the movie. The movie was nothing like the book, excuse me. And we had some really good discussion on that. So which do you think? Is the book always better?
I have always felt that the book always spoiled the movie if I read it before.
Well, some people feel like that. So, it's we have around 15 to 20 who attend that, and it's always neat. So much fun. And we do it on a Saturday, so people bring their lunch and they eat their lunch while we discuss the book, and then we start the movie, and we just it's a lot of fun. We've had some really good times.
And you can see everything that Sandy Lynn is talking about happening at the Callaway County Public Library at the website. I want to ask you, because it always creeps up on me, this March 1st is not only the opening of the Dairy Queen in Murray, but it's also Green Eggs and Ham Day in school, and you have some programming about one of our favorite authors.
Dr. Seuss. We celebrate his birthday, which is not, we're not going to celebrate it on his birthday this year. We had to move the celebration to the 5th, but it is March the 5th. And this is a celebration that we do at the library, and it is the Callaway County Family Resource Centers, and then it's the Murray Independent School Systems Family Resource Center, and then the library. And we have preschoolers, kindergartners, first graders come with their parents. And we have just lots of fun. We do stories. We do music. We have cookies, of course. And everybody gets a book. It's a lot of fun. And we're excited about it. This year, I'm particularly excited because the performers for this event will be speech team students from Murray High School and Callaway County High School. And they're putting their own little spin on some of these Dr. Seuss books. And then Lainey Mitchell is going to be doing a Green Eggs and Ham chant with them and doing music with them. And then Thing One and Thing Two and The Cat in the Hat will be there. And you can have pictures. And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Another direction you're taking library programming is Hickory Woods Retirement Center in Murray.
Yes. We came up with an idea of possibly doing a book club with our friends who are at Hickory Woods, and they came up with their own name, the Hickory Nuts. Isn't that the coolest name ever? And I'm in the process of finalizing all those plans. I have the books on order. We're going to be using large print kits from KDLA, the Kentucky Department of Libraries and Archives, and of course, there are refreshments that go with our book discussion. Would you agree, Tracy, that that is important to have?
Pie and punch is very important.
Yep, pie and punch. And cookies and lemonade?
That's close enough.
All right. So we're really excited about that. I went out last month and I sat with several of them and we went through lists and got an idea of different authors that we would like to read. And I'm really excited about going out and taking our book clubs out to Hickory Woods.
So, again, your public library is not a static place anymore, and we're talking about the Callaway County Public Library, but you, if you're not in Callaway, just Google your own public library and see how you can get involved, because when you go to the Callaway County Public Library website, you can get into a whole bunch of things that are enjoyable. I want to ask you about one thing on the website, the heritage click. It says you have to have some kind of pre-membership in an institution. What is that about? What is that particular?
We have two genealogy databases. In Heritage Quest, you can use online. You can use it remotely. And all you need is a library card. You need your current library card, and then we'll tell you how to access that, how to get a PIN and things like that. Ancestry.com is a database that we subscribe to for our patrons, but it has to be used in-house. You have to come into the library and access it, but you also will have to have a library card. All of our databases and electronic resources, all of it are available, just like the print materials, with a library card, and it's free.
And a library card is not like a TSA a test for getting on board,
no.
Right?
No. And it's getting easier as we speak on how to obtain one. And it opens lots and lots of resources for you if you have a library card.
So there you have it. Be a patron of your public library. The Callaway County Public Library's got something for you. And we're very grateful that you are here, Sandy Lynn. And happy birthday to you.
Oh, well, thanks.
I was expecting you to burst into song at that moment. I don't know.
I was too.
I just sort
no
of
birthday song.
I was going to ask, is this really your birthday? Because we have a habit up here of celebrating everyone's birthday 3 to 5 days after the fact.
It is true. It is after the
fact. So is your birthday actually last Thursday?
It was a few days
ago. Okay, well, happy belated birthday.
But
then.
This month.
Close enough for jazz.